Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humble Wildcats head volleyball coach Carol Waldorf and head football coach Derek Elmett. The volleyball team bounced back from their loss against the Clarion Goldfield Dows with a win on Tuesday at home against Clear Lake. The Cats swept the Lions in three sets, winning the first and third sets easily with a drama-filled second set which saw the Cats win by 2 points. I caught up after the match with Coach Waldorf about her team's play and the road ahead.
They didn't always make it easy, but to be able to grab that game in three sets, it shows that they were able to kind of focus and just get the job done.
I know you told me before this game, intensity, focus, that was kind of the main ideas going into this match you guys were going to focus on with it not letting off. And in that second set, it kind of looked like things were starting to turn towards Clear Lake. But what do you think the girls were able to do to end up closing that one out with there with Shelby Hines on the kill?
Well, that was actually what we discussed in the huddle, like when the score kind of came tight, we just lost our focus. You know, we got a warning for not knowing what rotation we were in, and the girls just lost their focus there for that little bit of time. And I explained to them how easy, and especially in the game of volleyball, if you lose your focus and you are not in every second of every play, how easy a team can come back on you. So I think they were able to kind of refocus and reintroduce the level of intensity and close out that game and then take that intensity level into the third game then too.
So switching over now from the 5-1 to the 6-2, how do you think that helped with you guys tonight in the match?
There was definitely some good points. There was also some rough points. I mean, it's the first time that they've done it, so obviously you're going to have some of those new jitters with it. It was nice to have that extra blocker on the right side. I think that made a huge difference to have a blocker every single time over there. And just to have those three hitters. I talked to both setters, and we need to be able to utilize all three hitters to make sure that, to keep the other team honest. I mean, to be able to make sure that we have those offensive options, we can mix up our offense, make sure that we're working their blockers, they're working them hard. So overall, I was impressed with it. We made some silly errors and our passing kind of got a little off track, you know, halfway through the second match, and it was hard to come back from that. But overall, I saw some really good things. So
now Shelby Hines, she led the way, double figures in kills. I mean, that was impressive play. And you think that kind of trickled down to the rest of the team there?
Yeah, I think Shelby, she's practiced out of her mind. I mean, she hit just differently than I've seen her hit all season. So it was nice to see that translate. We've been really working on focusing with her. I mean, she's a great player, so to be able to come in and have a game like that at this point in the season is really nice. So she did a great job. She was very intense, and it was good to see.
You got a tournament upcoming from this Saturday. So coming off a win now, you're going into there. You're going to try to maybe figure some more things out coming up on this weekend?
Yep, Saturday tournaments are always a good way. It can be very good and very bad all at the same time. They get pushed hard physically on those days. So it's nice to see people step up in those situations. We are going to Dyke, which is the first time that we've ever been there, and we will be playing some very, very top teams in the state. We're going to have to really focus and really play hard, but it's kind of nice going in there. We have nothing to lose at this point, everything to gain. So it's kind of nice almost being at the position that we're at just to go in and play some hard volleyball and see how they respond to it. I think their response on Saturday will tell a lot of how the rest of the season is going to go.
Now, final thoughts for the match this evening.
Overall, I'm just really glad they got this in three. I mean, we were the better team. And, you know, in that second game when they kind of let them start creeping back in, when you give that other team a little bit of hope in volleyball, it can just change the whole momentum of that match. So I was glad they were able to just close that out and then come back and win like they did on that third. So I'm just really glad they were able, after the loss in Clarion, just to come back and get this, you know, another conference win in three and, you know, see some good things there. So,
well, appreciate you, Coach. Again, congratulations on the win here, and best of luck here coming up in the tournament this Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
That was volleyball head coach Carol Waldorf. Our next guest is Humboldt football head coach Derek Elmett. The football team continued their winning ways in 2022 with a 37-0 win over Boone last night for their fourth consecutive shutout to begin the season. The Cats were led by quarterback Will Orness, making his first varsity start at the position, and running back Lance Kuhn, who had four rushing touchdowns. I caught up with Coach Elman after the game to hear his thoughts on his team's play during the game.
I can't say enough about the grit and toughness of our kids, because once again tonight it showed, man. We had them backed up a couple of times. We got to overcome penalties. I think that's a big thing, and I think everybody watching, everybody listening can definitely attest to the fact that, you know, we've got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. We had 9 penalties for 80 yards. That stuff's got to end, and that falls back on me as a head coach. We got to do a better job of just being disciplined. You know, we had bad penalties that hurt, you know, bad timing penalties, not bad. Not sitting here saying bad calls, but just bad timing. So we got to do a better job of, you know, being disciplined when it really matters. You know, Beach's catch at the 1, huge catch, and he gets pulled back because we had an illegal chop block, and we watched it on the film, and it was definitely a chop block. So that comes down to making sure the kids understand the situation and understand what they can and cannot do in pass pro. You know, but, you know, it takes this great catch off the board. So we got to shore up some of that stuff and just make sure that we're doing our job the right way. And, you know, we harp on these guys all the time, you know, do your job, do your job, do your job. And once again, I thought our defense just did a wonderful job of stepping up and doing what they're expected to do, you know, week in and week out, 4 weeks in a row. And again, 4 shutouts. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. You know, we're just kind of joking about it as I was coming up, but it's just such a testament to the buy-in to our defensive players' belief that they got to do what they're supposed to do and not worry about anything else, which is hard. When you talk to a 16, 17-year-old kid, 18-year-old kid, they want to make plays. They want to help the team. They want to make a play, and it's not their play. So they got to make sure that they stay in their position, and I just think they're doing a great job with that right now. I'm real proud of those guys. Other thing that makes it tough on teams is Belden in the middle. When you have a guy that strong and that big who can eat up blockers tonight, the way they chose to block him was to cut block him if the ball wasn't running up the middle. And that's fine, because they still have to cut that big guy and then get around him with their guards. And they struggled getting around him at times, and that allowed us to make some plays on the edge. You know, the other thing that we hadn't seen, Boone got in the I formation and ran downhill a little bit. That 22 is a good running back. He's a good football player. You know, he had a good night. We stopped him at times, which is good, but he did have a good night.
Now, I want to talk about Will Arness at quarterback. He looked really good for you guys there.
Yep.
Yeah, 132 passing yards, 131 rushing yards. We ended up picking him as our Pussaway Player of the Game just from his first start at the varsity level as a quarterback. Yep. Just how impressive it was. Talk a little bit about his play tonight. And I know against an opponent, you know, that coming in, we looked at the numbers and everything, but still having that showing tonight in his first start at the varsity level at quarterback.
We ask a lot of him. And then, you know, it's a different dynamic when you take a guy who's a receiver and pull him into quarterback, and take a guy who's a quarterback and put him out at receiver. So it's those guys are going to have to mature at their position a lot. And Thurm stepped up at receiver. Thurm stepped up and played some D-back tonight. He did a great job. And Will stepped in and played, you know, playing quarterback and did a great job. And it's great to see, again, it's guys embracing their role. It doesn't matter what position they're playing. They want to do whatever they can to help the team. And I love these kids for that reason. You know, when we talk to the kids about making some changes this week, nobody batted an eye, at least in my vision. Nobody said anything. They just said, all right, let's go. Coach, we'll do whatever we need to do. And that's constantly what these guys are ready to do. They're going to go out there and they're going to do whatever they can to help the team be successful. And, you know, it's just, we're week 4, and you continue to see that week in and week out. It's a good group of kids. I love these guys.
Defensively, I know you mentioned it briefly, you're now outscoring opponents this year 101-0. And when you put that into terms there, I mean, you guys scored 37 tonight, 101 points now, still 0 on the other side. What does that mean to you, 4 consecutive shutouts defensively, and just seeing the play tonight again? You're inside the 10-yard line, and the defense just shuts down the opposition.
Proud. I sit there and I watch those guys make plays the way they do, and you're just proud because they're bought in. They're doing whatever they can to help the team be successful. And I keep saying that, and if it gets annoying, sorry, but it's true. Like, they just, I can't put into words. Like, they're just awesome kids. I love these guys. I love what they do for each other. You know, I love when they run off and the excitement that they share. You know, there's just, it's something special about coaching kids who work hard like that, and coaching any kid, but like coaching kids that just love the heck out of each other and play hard for each other and do everything they can for the guys next to them, behind them, and in front of them. And that's, I think, the thing that makes me so excited for them and their success, is they do it because they want to help their teammates out. And that's, like I said, I sit back and, you know, we've got some guys in on that last offensive drive, and you just look over at the clock and you look over at the scoreboard and just think, man, These guys play hard. It's fun to watch. It's just a different, last year was awesome, but it's crazy how different teams are. You know, it's just a different team and a different mentality. And it's fun to see the growth that the juniors have made that are now seniors, last year's juniors. And it's fun to see the growth of the sophomores, last year's sophomores that are now juniors. And some of these guys that were playing freshman football last year at this time, the growth that they've made as they've stepped onto the varsity field. And it goes back to, again, you know, how awesome football is that we can play so many kids. You know, so many kids can have a role. That might just be a couple of different positions on special teams, but they can embrace that role and play really, really hard. That's what makes football such a great sport.
Final thoughts on the victory tonight here at 37-0.
I can't wait for next week. Let's go get another one.
Yeah, going down to Ballard.
Come down and cheer us on.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate you joining us here on 97.7 The Bolton. Again, congratulations on the win, and best of luck here this next week of practice now. Got to try to make it to five, right?
Yep, that's right. That's what Coach Mattson said out on the field. I want another one. Let's go. You know, he's all excited at the end of the games.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.